Here it was the year's coldest night yet. Here it was the year's coldest night yet. In London, on a spring, brittle morning, the court confirmed Assange's extradition order. In smoky Kharkov, recently Gonzalo Lira was taken by the security service for Ukraine that is linked to the neo-Nazi Azov battalion, who were then said to torture and murder him and boasted they had done so as if in his native Chile decades ago, resulting in a pallid proof of life interview in which he spoke a little, seemed to owe his life to the outcry about it, although they'd taken his computer, cell phone now, and he wasn't let describe arrest, escape. Agencies' timing is out and they know it. The West laments they left Assange's death too late. And in Pakistan, Imran Khan was cooed by America and the Afghan child blood flowed again at once from a bombardment Khan would not have permitted by his government. Here it was the year's coldest night yet, but Pakistan has three seasons of weather, and long April is their sweating summer. In Mariupol, many of the Azovs and NATO advisers are under Russian siege, and although Shoigu, the steely Russian defence minister, said, "Storm the steelworks tunnels," Putin, however, has decided to wait them out. It is Orthodox Easter and the thawed breeze reaffirms a cooler heart. Last night was the year's coldest night yet. The Solomon Islands decided against remaining an airfield for American aircraft by signing a security pact with China. Do the Solomons suffer weather? All this week their chart shows thunder. I was awake and almost coolly up to date. My bones have shrunk and my muscles were tighter all through as yet this year's coldest night.